the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Within walking distance of the Missouri State University campus sits the MSU Campus Garden, which began operation in 2011. It is located at 930 East Normal Street, across from Plaster Stadium. I'm Emily Yip. Katie Goble and Kara Powelson, both students in MSU's Dar College of Agriculture, are the current garden managers. They join me today to share more about the garden and plans for the fall season. According to Goble, the garden is the student-led sustainability project.
We offer volunteer and service learning opportunities to students and the surrounding community as well. We grow vegetables and herbs on about 6,000 square feet. We work closely with the Dar College of Agriculture here on campus, and we also work closely with Springfield Community Gardens. So it's really nice that the campus garden can share in the partnership that we have in this community with local food. Most of our produce goes to donation to the Well of Life Food Pantry, and we also run a small membership program for faculty, staff, and students where we distribute weekly shares of our produce for a small fee.
The membership program, called Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA, began as a pilot program this year.
It's basically a cooperation between the grower and the customers where they can purchase ahead of the season a share of our harvest. So they pay upfront a total of $12 a week for a 16-week season, and each week they can come out and pick up a bag full of produce that we harvested fresh, usually that day. This year is our first year running the CSA program, so it is kind of a tester year for us. It's going pretty well so far. Anyone who is interested in joining the CSA program can email campusgarden@missouristate.edu. And we will put them on a waiting list. And then in the late winter, when we're starting to prepare for the program, we will reach out and send an application, and they can return the application, and then we go from there. It's kind of a first-come, first-serve type of thing.
Powelson explains the types of crops grown at the garden.
During the summer season, which is currently right now, we have your main crops like your tomatoes, your squashes, your cucumbers. So mainly anything that you can grow here in the Midwest is what we grow. We'll be starting our fall crops next week. The fall crops are your leafy greens, more brassicas such as broccoli, cauliflower, and we'll have cabbage back out too.
She says volunteers are always needed.
In the fall, we'll have volunteer opportunities. They will be Wednesdays from 8:30 in the morning till 10, and then we'll also have opportunities on Thursday afternoons from 3 to 5. And it's not just for students. Since it's a community garden, it's open to the local community.
Jobs include planting, pulling weeds, harvesting, and cleaning up beds. Besides growing crops this fall, Goble says the campus garden is organizing a special event called Sustainability in Practice Showcase during MSU's Public Affairs Week in September.
We are hosting an interactive showcase on September 12th in the garden, sponsored by the Dar College of Agriculture, where we will showcase different sustainability work that's taking place on campus, and we'll give garden tours, kind of do some talks, and there might be refreshments and snacks from the garden as well.
The event is scheduled from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Goble believes the campus garden benefits MSU students in two main ways.
It gives them a chance to be active in the community and to learn about the importance of providing food locally in an industry where everything's coming from overseas or far away, and it's overall more sustainable. And it kind of teaches them that sustainable lifestyle and how to live that way.
The garden also brings people together, according to Paulson.
The campus garden is just a great opportunity for people to be in community with each other, especially other students on campus, because we don't just have agriculture majors who are coming out to the garden to help volunteer. We have nursing students, we have computer science students, so everybody just gets together and you learn how to get your hands dirty and how to just be with others and be in community.
To find out more about the MSU Campus Garden or to volunteer, visit facebook.com www.msu.edu/MSU Campus Garden. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.